Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Wicked comes out Friday. I think this has been the longest anticipated movie since Barbie, probably.
I think so. Mm.
This movie's been coming out for years, it seems.
Yeah. I remember the day they announced the casting of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, and mm-hmm. I was so excited for Cynthia Erivo. I was not in on the Ariana Grande,
You were not happy at all.
I was mad. I flipped a complete 180. I am so down for Ariana Grande as Glinda. My anticipation is so high right now. I bought a new sweatshirt just to wear to Wicked. Like, I can't wait.
Much like I said when Barbie came out, after all the hype, it better be good.
Yes,
and right? From what I've heard from Wicked, it is not good. It is spectacular.
I know.
Or the people that have had the opportunity to see a screening have said it's everything you wanted it to be and more, except it's long.
Yeah.
I don't remember the musical being that long. I think it's because you had that nice little intermission in the middle, you know?
Oh, it's longer. It's actually this, and this is only part one. They split it up into two movies. And part one alone is longer than the musical is. So they've added a lot of storyline, obviously.
Not exactly a selling point for some of us. I mean, you're going to love this movie. It's so long. It's longer than the actual musical.
One of my favorite movies of all time will always be The Wizard of Oz. And I love the direction of Wicked. I love this spin on it and all of the stuff behind it. So I'm really excited to see it. And I could have really cared less about Ariana Grande being cast in that position. But when I became a fan of her was on Saturday Night Live and watching her do her spot on impressions. And I think she's a great actress. And I can't wait to watch her in this movie.
If you can do comedy, you are a great actress. Because that's actor. Because that's the hardest thing to do. You ask any trained actor. Mm-hmm. The hardest thing, which is why it's ludicrous that the Oscars doesn't have a comedies category.
Agreed.
Anyway, that said, everything I've heard is supposed to be great. Jessica, rest assured. Now the issue is, when am I going to find time to go?
Right.
So that's my current dilemma.
Yes.
So Jeff works on Friday, so I can't go Friday because I have to watch this kid of mine. It's fine. Saturday, I decided we needed a Disneyland day, so we're going to Disneyland.
Okay.
So I think I might go Sunday. I will have to go solo because
I'm a babysitter. You should for this.
Do people sing at movie musicals?
Well, and that's part of it. There's a big campaign telling everybody, hey, no singing.
Yeah, until you go, in my opinion, unless you're going to a special screening where everybody's invited to sing, no.
I've seen now. When they're running the previews, when they're running the trailers now, and turn your cell phones off, the whole thing, you know, go get a snack, turn your cell phone off. They're also including no singing.
Are you going to see it, John?
I'm going with my family when we are all together for Thanksgiving. Yes.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's been established. Again, my nieces and nephews are like, we're going to do what's the Barbenheimer thing this time for Wicked?
With Gladiator?
We're Gladi Wicked or Wickedator or whatever it's called.
Wickedator.
I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting in the theater for 8 hours.
Wickedator?
I don't know what it's called. You know what I mean, right? Have you heard
I think that people are trying to push it, whether it'll work or not. I don't know. But then I didn't think Barbie and Oppenheimer were two things that would have worked. But who knows? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Having just been on a cruise this spring, I can't even imagine telling this story.
We were in the theater and they were playing a Celine Dion song from Titanic. And we actually thought it was part of a special effects. The ship started to tip to one side. All the bottles and all the glasses fell off the bar. And we're like, wow, this is amazing. And then we realized, look at the crew's faces. This isn't special effects.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pull over. I'm getting off this boat. Seriously, though, I can't even think about what kind of wind gust it must take to tilt cruise ship on its side.
Right. Well, once those waves get as big as they are,
I can't even fathom. I can't even fathom the thought the size of that ship and how many people are on that ship,
right,
and how much food they eat that they can actually have a wind gust that's so strong it tips a cruise ship on its side. Nature. Don't mess with the ocean. Don't mess with nature.
Oh, I know that they use that term. Wind gust, but to me that's what you experience when you're going down the grade out to the desert. That's a wind gust right out of nowhere, right, and it blows you around.
This is a whole different
thing. This is like the entire ocean would like to swallow you.
I mean,
I'm out.
If you ever needed to really respect nature, here's a good way to do it.
If you search it, John, you can just search pictures of videos of when that happens. It's really quite terrifying. But I totally understand why the passengers thought maybe it was a special effect, because of the fact My Heart Will Go On was playing. You know, I mean, immediately they're thinking, oh, this is like Titanic. Oh, how funny.
Yeah,
wait, but that's not funny.
Anyone who's been on a cruise and has been to one of their shows at night knows that there would never, ever have such good special effects
that
you think the ship would be tipping over.
That's true.
Tammy posted the video on our socials, and it's terrifying. You're seeing like furniture flying around the deck ship, people in tears,
scary,
thinking they're going to die. And I guess I can't blame them. After all, a gigantic vessel is being tipped over by nature.
That's why I have a big fear of doing a cruise way out in the Atlantic or way out in the Pacific. The only cruise I've ever done is the Disney cruise that was in the Gulf of Mexico when the weather was nice, where it's nice and calm.
Actually, though, we did have a little bit of turmoil on that ship because somebody got injured. We had to turn around and take her back to U.S. waters to transport her to the hospital, and they had to like really hit the gas, for lack of a better word, the throttle. And the captain said, everybody in their cabins right now, get off the decks. We have to make sure you're safe because we're gonna hit the gas.
Right.
And I felt it then, but I still can't even imagine. You know, I have to imagine someone in the Navy who's been on a gigantic ship.
Sure.
It's like, oh, come on, dude, stop it. This happens all the time. But
dude, when I was growing up, our neighbor, Benny, was World War II. He was washed off of an aircraft carrier and floated in the ocean for 18 hours until he was picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dead as soon as I hit.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
I'm done.
God, they're so much tougher than we are.
So much tougher.
So much tougher than we are. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up this hour. And it's your chance to go see Kane Brown. Win or lose, that is your prize. Win, you also get $100 of Tammy's money. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Our final food fund of the fall is happening this Friday at Fraser Farms in Vista. And we've got Stagecoach tickets, we've got Country Fest tickets, and we've got a lot of barrels that need to be filled by North County Vista residents. Hopefully we get them all filled.
One of the best things is when we get to meet you in person, and we're just regular people. You just want to help, including this young woman who comes to our food funds every year and presents us with a really big check.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from La Mesa.
And Sharon, you always stop by every year.
Every food fund.
Food fund. And tell us, what makes you do that?
Well, everybody has their backstory. Everybody has their struggles. I, for one, is the same. But everybody needs to eat. And I believe that even for someone like me giving up a Starbucks once a week, you know, I start saving from today till next year. And whatever I'm able to save is what I give.
That's really, really spectacular.
Well,
thank you.
And it's really incredible. And again, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but you got a lot going on. You had some stuff with your health, and then your husband just totaled his vehicle, and yet you still came and gave that large of a check to those in need. You have an amazing heart. You're an amazing human.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But again, those are small things compared to being able to eat and being able to live comfortably as much as we can.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you very much. And there are lots of people who are going to be eating thanks to you and your generosity. So,
well, I appreciate that. And it just warms my heart that I'm able to do that every year at this point.
Well, and we expect to see you next year and the year after that and the year after that. And we will always give you love and always give you hugs. And this is what it's about. It's about community and supporting each other. And we thank you for that.
Oh, and I agree 100%. I mean, if people could even just bring in a few items, that's huge.
Now, Sharon's not a millionaire. Mm-mm. Sharon's not a queen. She doesn't live in a palace. She's us and just saves, as you heard, and wants to give. It's just a beautiful thing. We see so many of people like Sharon during our food funds, and it's marvelous.
So bring your non-perishable food items. Some of the best things to bring, peanut butter, tuna fish, protein, is such a much-needed item because it's one of the first things people set aside when they're trying to make their money stretch for food. Also, canned vegetables, canned fruits, pastas, and we also would like you to bring diapers and formula if you can because, you know, those things are very expensive, too.
We'd also just like to see you. That's why we do these live shows. We can't wait. Fraser Farms in Vista this Friday from 6 to 9. Remember, somebody's going to win Country Fest tickets. Somebody's going to win Stagecoach tickets. And also, many San Diegans are going to be eating and diapering their children thanks to you. Please take part in John and Tammy's Food Fund. Directions at KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Ashley is in Escondido. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, Ashley, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, sorry, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Ashley, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Ashley, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
A British tabloid says that Pete Davidson is back in rehab. Pete was once engaged to this star of Wicked, which opens up this weekend. Who is she?
Ariana Grande.
One of the presenters at tonight's CMA Awards ceremony includes this Olympic gymnast who showed us this past Olympics that she's the best gymnast ever. Who is she?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. People magazine matched up each zodiac sign with a Disney princess. For example, if you're someone who isn't afraid of anything, has a stubborn nature, and a desire to do things on your own terms, you're a Taurus, and you're matched up with this Disney princess who is best friends with Maui. Who is she?
Moana.
Happy birthday to Adam Driver, who played this uber villain in Star Wars.
Kylo Ren.
Jodie Foster, possibly the greatest child actor of all time, who became one of the most successful actors of all time, winning two Oscars, is having a birthday today. Tell me one of the movies Jodie won an Oscar for.
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, let's get Tim back in. So, Ashley, what's your day like today? What's going on?
I got to get the kiddo ready for school and get her off here soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time this morning to hang out with us when you're very busy, clearly. Tammy, Ashley, busy mom, managed to get 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
A British tabloid says that Pete Davidson is back in rehab. Pete was once engaged to this star of Wicked, which opens up this weekend. Who is she?
Ariana Grande.
That's right. It's 1-1. One of the presenters at tonight's CMA Awards ceremony includes this Olympic gymnast who showed us in the Olympics that she's the best gymnast ever. Who is she?
Simone Biles.
Simone. That's right. Ashley couldn't think of it. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, People magazine matched up each zodiac sign with a Disney princess. For example, if you're someone who isn't afraid of anything, has a stubborn nature, and a desire to do things on your own terms, you're a Taurus. And matched up with this Disney princess, who's best friends with Maui. Who is she?
Moana.
Keep in mind, there's no reason whatsoever that these princesses are matched up with these signs.
Just for fun, John.
Okay. Sorry. Do I sound grumpy?
Yes.
I don't. Do you feel that way too, Ashley?
It's a little bitter sounding.
Wow. I've learned a valuable lesson this morning. I appreciate you both for teaching me the way.
Wow, there comes the sarcasm.
No, I'm not being sarcastic at all. I'd like to be.
Grumpy, bitter,
I'm not
sarcastic.
Being sarcastic at all. I'm being honest. It's nice to know. Like, thank you. I'll be nicer. Tough room, Ashley. All right, what's the score? I don't even care anymore. It's 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to Adam Driver, who played this uber villain in Star Wars.
Oh, what is his name? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, it's right there, but I can't pull it.
Kylo Ren. And Ashley knew that. So it is 3-3. And finally, Tammy, Jodie Foster, possibly the greatest child actor of all time, who became one of the most successful actors of all time, winning two Oscars, is having a birthday today. Tell me one of the movies Jodie won an Oscar for.
Paper Moon, right? Wasn't she one of the youngest ones to win for Paper Moon, or was she just nominated? Hang on, let me think. That's Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
What the heck am I
thinking?
Silence
of the Lambs, The Accused, Jodie Foster.
Yeah. I had the wrong actress.
Where did you go there for a second? Were you still worried about me being grumpy and sarcastic?
Maybe. Okay. Whatever, but that
because you were nowhere in the neighborhood.
That means I lost. That's a good
thing. Very unlike you. That means that Ashley has just beaten you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. A final score of 4-3. It doesn't happen very often, Ashley. You have just won $100 of Tammy's money. Congratulations.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay.
And a great prize on top of it.
You also have a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown March 13th at Pechanga Arena.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And best of all, you get to say this.
I'm Ashley from Escondido, and I just graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I had to call my mom on this one, continuing our conversation that we started yesterday about getting dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner when all we really want to do is be in sweats and be kind of lazy and lay around and spill on ourselves. It makes more sense to do that, and yet we still all get dressed up. Mom, why did we do that, and why do we still do that?
It's a tradition because I remember even on Sunday dinners at our house, we would wear nice things, and remember we had a nice dinner on Sundays. It's a kind of a tradition.
Did we get dressed up for Sunday dinner?
Yeah, we did most of the time.
Wow, we were old school.
And remember, it was in the dining room. We'd have really nice dinners. It's just a family dinner.
So we would all, and we still do to this day. I mean, we'll all be together on Thanksgiving, thank God, and we will all hang out, watch football, watch the parade, get prep food all day, eat while we're doing it.
And then
About 4 o'clock, everyone's upstairs or in a bathroom getting ready somewhere, getting showered, getting dressed up, and coming all down looking like you're going to church. Well, doesn't it make more sense to wear sweats and like a muumuu?
A muumuu?
No. It really is a tradition. It's like the way people used to dress when they went to church.
So in other words, John cannot wear sweatpants during Thanksgiving dinner this year.
No way. Mm-mm.
Mom, I love you. Happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait to see you next week.
Oh, I know. See you soon. And happy Thanksgiving, Tammy.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you and miss you.
I miss you, too.
You love my mom.
I do. How could you not?
Come on, man. Best mom ever. Sorry. Mom's gone, right?
Yep.
Okay. I love you, Mom. I still don't see the point anymore.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I understand where your mom is coming from. I understand where you're coming from. I see both sides, and I lean more towards like, let's just be comfortable.
Let's put it this way. Whatever my mom wants, I'm going to do. I think if I took a poll in my family, most of my sisters and my brothers-in-law and my cousins would be like, let's just wear sweats. Why even bother? Let's just relax.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Whose house is your Thanksgiving out this year?
My sister Gina's every year.
So I'm just saying, maybe we call Gina and see if she'll get on your side.
You know what? Gina is the boss. We call her the boss.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. If she says to my mom, hey, Mom, we're going to go cash this year, the mom that you just heard saying, yes, you will not wear sweatpants, will all of a sudden be like, whatever you say, Gina. Trust me on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she goes, whatever you say, Gina.
No, I'm not. Trust me. I'm right. If Gina says, it'll go. Gina's the boss.
Okay.
It's not like your mom can say no to all of you. If all of you go, hey, we're going to go casual this year, your mom, it's going to be, her against the world.
That's really a good point.
World will win.
And yet, on the other hand, mom, whatever mom says, you got to do. So
let's call Gina.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we call Gina and we bring this to Gina. This is a very important pressing matter.
We'll see if we can't get this resolved tomorrow, okay?
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSLN.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reaching out to Tammy's husband, Kurt. We've got to clear something up here quickly. Hang on.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Confirm or deny for me that you sat down and watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night.
I did.
Why?
Because my sweetheart asked me if I would do that.
Kurt and I were, after we were done eating dinner, I happened to notice that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 14 premiere was on, and I didn't know it, and I was super excited.
How did I miss that news?
And Kurt said, oh, I guess that means you're leaving me. He figured I was going to go in the bedroom so I could watch the show. And I said, well, if you wouldn't mind, you could watch it with me.
Yep, want to hang out with my baby.
Oh.
Is this all true?
This is totally true.
This is like, I'm sorry, Kurt, you had to watch that horrible show, but this is so sweet.
It's a good show.
This is so sweet. Did he really say you're going to leave me?
Yeah. Go to the other room.
I understand.
You know?
Tammy, I get it. I'm just saying he really said that?
Yes, I promise
and then,
you.
And then you said you can watch it with me. Uh-huh. And then he said, okay, I will.
Yes.
This is the sweetest. You guys are so in love.
Listen.
I'm so envious of your relationship.
There are plenty of times where he would have said, nah, I really don't want to watch it. And I would say, okay, honey, and I'll go in the bedroom and watch.
What guy would have ever even said, oh, that means you're leaving me? Most guys, I imagine, being married as long as you were like, good, I can watch my show.
Yeah.
Right? I love your love. I'm serious. I can't even make fun of this. That's beautiful.
Kurt, be a little honest. There really wasn't anything else on that you were like, oh, I need to see it.
Well, I did have another show that I was going to watch. But.
So to reiterate, you chose to ignore the show you wanted to watch just so you can hang out with your bride. I think that's beautiful. I think that's romantic.
When it started, I paused it so all the women are on the screen, and I went up. I swear to God, if I would have had a pointer, I would have used the little pointer. Okay, this is so-and-so, and here's their quick story. This is so-and-so, and Kurt knew who a couple of the people were, like Kyle Richards. And anyway, so I went and explained everybody's situation, where they were at.
Tammy's actually using her hand to point as we speak, which means I'm buying you a laser pointer for Christmas.
Just looking at these women, John, let's be honest, Kurt was probably watching it with me just so he could look at them.
Kurt, I think that you're a good man. How about that? I can't poke fun. I think you're a good man. This is a secret to a successful relationship. Make some concessions. You might not think you're spending your night watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but you choose to spend the time with your wife. That's what she wants to do. You make some concessions. Listen, I'm learning something from this.
Okay.
I know you think I'm being sarcastic. I'm not. I think this is beautiful.
And Kurt, be honest. There was a lot of eye candy for you last night.
Yeah.
Kurt, did you like the show?
Well, I will not watch it again with her. I mean, it's not like I'm going to make it our weekly, you know.
Kurt, did you like the show?
It was okay.
Okay. You're a good man,
would
bro.
Would you have liked
You're
it better
a good man, bro.
If you just looked at it without any sound?
Yeah, actually, probably, yeah. The drama, yeah.
You know, if people did that, the ratings would probably soar even more than they are already.
Just fine,
oh, I know they are. Listen, I'm the minority here. All right, Kurt, this is, again, love is love. I love love, and you guys are the example of love. I just think it's a beautiful thing. I wanted to make fun of this, but I can't. I can't.
Thanks, honey.
I love you, darling. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
God, gross.
Earlier, we were talking about going to see the new movie Wicked, and the other one that I'm really excited to go see is Gladiator. What about you, John? Why are you kind of like, about that one?
Because I just think the first movie was so wonderful, and I mean, when the guy in Gladiator, the Gladiator himself, gets killed at the end of Gladiator, spoiler alert, right? 20-year-old movie, I'm like, why doesn't need to be a sequel? However, when I've seen the trailer, I'm cautiously optimistic because the trailer, if the trailer is like the movie, it's going to be great. Sometimes the trailer is better than the movie, I understand.
Greg joins us this morning. Hi, Greg. How
Hi,
are
good
you?
Morning.
Our afternoon talent, our musical director, and most importantly, our friend.
Are you in for Gladiator? Is this something that you're interested in?
Oh, yeah. I'm interested. Okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
I am
I'm
too.
Pumped.
And there wasn't just one fighter in Rome. I mean, I know the Gladiator dies, but there's there was lots of men who did this thing, so it makes sense to me. Plus, your man Denzel's in it, John.
Denzel's in it, and it takes place in a place that I am very familiar with. I'm not sure you know.
Oh, my but God. I was in, right? Italy John strikes again.
Italian John.
So, I got to tell you, and you know, John, that I like to read things, and I kind of go into deep dives and deep, weird places. Ooh. Like, how did I end up here? Because this is the thing that interested me. But I was reading about people complaining about Gladiator. It's not historically accurate. It's not this. They didn't have crocodiles. There's no such thing as a two-horned rhinoceros. And so I was looking into some of the accuracies. First of all, in the Roman Empire, did you know there were 60 million people living in the Roman Empire in its heyday?
Large. It was very
of
large.
All ethnicities, mm-hmm. All very different diverse. People from all over the place. Did they have crocodiles? Probably not.
I thought they brought them from Africa.
I do know they used to flood the Colosseum.
I think they do that in the movie. Not to be a spoiler alert, but I think they're going to have like one of the ship battles that they used to do in the Colosseum.
They
in
do
the movie.
That.
I think so.
And they used to do that. They used to flood the Colosseum.
And you don't want to see that. You're like, no. No, I'm not ready.
And so in this movie, the complaint was all the different kinds of animals that they're bringing in. Was that accurate or not? And I was reading that they found evidence of what would happen is bringing in these animals that maybe would end up fighting people is then they cook them at the end and fed everybody who was in the audience. So it's like the first big barbecue after a rodeo, I guess. Kind of a weird
lion
put it together.
There you go.
You really do go into deep dives, don't you?
I did. I didn't realize 60 million. That's a huge number. I'm excited, if you couldn't tell, to go see this movie.
Yeah, so am I. I can't wait.
Gladiator or Wicked? What are you more excited to see?
Oh, man, I want to see them both.
Gladiator. I saw the play. I'm good, I think. I'm fine. I'm good. I hope it's not like the Star Wars where it's the same story again, packaged slightly differently. I hope it's not, but it...
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Sydney, who's in Kearney Mesa. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm so good.
Wow, darling. I love it.
Tammy.
Get out.
Just leave now. I'll kick her out for you, Sydney. I want to talk to you more. No one ever calls me darling. I love that. So what are you doing, Sydney? Oh, you're calling. I'm sorry. Sydney, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Sydney, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Darn those ties. You got it.
Can I also say I love your name?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. TJ Osborne from the CMA-nominated Brothers Osborne turned 40 this week. Who's older, TJ or his brother John?
John.
People Magazine matched up each zodiac sign with a Disney princess. And if you're a Leo, you are most compatible with Jasmine, who is the princess from what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Fresh new episodes of Yellowstone are happening. What similarly named park was the home of the legendary cartoon bear Yogi Bear?
Oh my goodness. I don't remember.
There are movies that can make anyone cry, but within that category exists a subset called guy cry movies. According to TheRinger.com, the top guy cry movie is one of the Fast and Furious movies, the one where they say goodbye to Paul Walker's character after the actor passed away. What number Fast and Furious movie was this? 3, 5, or 7?
7.
Ben Affleck has portrayed Batman in a few films, but he also played another superhero in 2003. He was blind. Who is he?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Tam back in. All right, Sydney, what's on the agenda today? Tell me something cool.
Okay, I won't tell you work, because that's where I'm going, but I'm going to go see Cyndi Lauper tonight.
Right on. Where's Cyndi playing? Is she in L.A. or is she playing here?
She's playing at San Diego State. Viejas Theater?
Oh, my goodness. How did I not know Cyndi Lauper was in town? I need to get out of the house more, Tammy. This is just ridiculous.
You know, guys want to have fun, too.
Right. I know, Sydney. All I do is work, Tammy.
Oh, yes. That's what you do.
Cyndi did 3 out of 5, and I do work very hard. Thank you.
Yes, I know you do.
Tammy, TJ, I still don't think you're serious. TJ Osborne from the CMA-nominated Brothers Osborne turned 40 this week. Who's older, TJ or his brother John?
His brother John.
John is 42. You're right. You both got that right. People magazine matched up each zodiac sign with a Disney princess. And if you're a Leo, you are most compatible with Jasmine, who was the princess from what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Sydney, are you a Leo?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and say it then. Leos are crazy.
I know.
I speak from experience. What are you saying?
I'm not saying a word.
You're pursing your lips as if your face is about to...
I'm closing my mouth.
It's 2-2. Fresh new episodes of Yellowstone are happening. Oh, it's so good. It's just ridiculous. What similarly named...
I remember the answer to this one.
Okay, hang on. What similarly named park was the home of the legendary cartoon bear, Yogi Bear?
Jellystone.
Yes.
God, they should do... I just had a brilliant idea. They should do a Yellowstone redo as Jellystone and have Yogi be John Dutton.
I'll take you to the train station.
Will you pick up my picnic basket? Yeah.
I love that part.
I mean, there's something here.
Hey, boo-boo.
Right? Yeah. It's 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, there are movies that can make anyone cry. But within that category exists a subset called guy cry movies.
Okay.
According to TheRinger.com, the top guy cry movie is one of the Fast and Furious movies. Okay. The one where they say goodbye to Paul Walker's character after he died. What number Fast and Furious movie was it? 3, 5, or 7?
I wish I could remember the years because there's been so many
of
them.
I think up to 33
movies. I don't know, 7.
Now. 7's right. Oh. And Sydney, you didn't even hesitate, so you're a Fast and Furious fan, obviously.
I just loved Paul Walker.
All right, well now it is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Ben Affleck has portrayed Batman in a few films. He also played another superhero, a blind superhero in 2003. Who was that?
Oh, what was the name of that?
I remember this one, too.
Yes, right? I know. I can see it in my head. Oh, and Jennifer Garner was in one of them with him.
She was. Also became a great, great TV show. Horrible movie, great TV show, Daredevil.
Daredevil.
All right. Well, today we finish with a score of 4-3. Tammy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, unfortunately, Sydney, but we've got a great prize for you.
You will be going to see Kane Brown. He is kicking off his tour at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Woohoo! Sydney, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful time. And before you leave, I do have to have you say this, unfortunately.
I am Sydney and Kearney Mesa, and I flunked out of Miami's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You know, we can sit here all day and tell you who we think is going to win tonight at the CMA Awards, but really, who cares about that? We got a better plan.
Who better to predict the winners of country's biggest night than Know Nothing About Country Ken?
Yeah, we speak to Ken, our coworker, every award season. Ken, we've worked with you now, I believe, for, God, it has to be close to 10 years. You've never listened to any of our show, correct?
I might have been passing in the hall.
Accidentally.
Passing in the hall. My ears had no choice but to hear your dribble.
Okay. So, nothing personal, guys.
No, I know that it's not.
Now, remember, Ken's nickname is very well earned. Ken knows nothing about country. His winning streak, in this case, never picking a correct winner, I believe is still perfect. I'm not sure you've ever gotten one right. After all, that would ruin the name, Know Nothing About Country Ken.
Well, I hate to disappoint.
New Artist of the Year. Your choices are KSON Christmas Headliner, Megan Maroney, Shaboozy, KSON Country Fest Performer, Nate Smith, Mitchell Tenpenny, Zach Top, or Bailey Zimmerman.
It's a lot of names to remember. Know Nothing About Country, Ken.
Don't even know which names I just heard right now. I'm going to go with Megan because she's at the Christmas Fest.
Let's see how you do. Know Nothing About Country, Ken, for the Male Vocalist of the Year. Your choices are Luke Combs, Stagecoach Headliner, Jelly Roll, Stagecoach Headliner, Cody Johnson, should be Stagecoach Headliner, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen. Very competitive category.
Yeah, it is.
Know Nothing About Country, Ken, who do you think takes home the gold and in your case will never win?
Jelly Roll. Only because I recognize him on, you know, morning shows on TV and stuff.
That means next up is Female Vocalist of the Year. Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley McBride, Megan Maroney, Casey Musgraves, or Lainey Wilson.
Know Nothing About Country, Ken. Know Nothing About Country. Go ahead.
I'm going to pick Lainey Wilson.
And why Lainey? Nice. Because she's on Yellowstone?
I don't even know Yellowstone. I've watched one episode, I think.
This is actually perfect. I don't like that pick, though, man, because I think that's Lainey's to win.
It might be.
And if you, I don't want to fire you. About Country Ken. No one wants to hear from him. Knows a little something about Country Ken.
How about the biggest award of the night? Entertainer of the Year.
Here are your choices. Know Nothing About Country Ken. Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson.
Chris Stapleton, only for Monday Night Football.
I love the reasons why. All right, we'll see tomorrow morning after tonight, country music's biggest night, if Know Nothing About Country Ken can continue his spectacular, his staggering streak of never getting any award prediction correct.
All right.
I think you ruined it this year. I really do.
That's all right.
I hope I'm wrong. Man.
All right, guys. Love you.
Yeah, love you back. Know Nothing About Country Ken. The CMAs are tonight. And, of course, full recap tomorrow morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. This is not me speaking from a personal preference. This is not me speaking from a favorite. This is me saying what is a fact. If Morgan Wallen does not win Entertainer of the Year at this year's CMAs, the CMAs are continuing to be a joke.
The only problem I have with that statement, because you know that I agree with you, because I think he definitely earned it. With the success in the year that Jelly Roll has had, and same with Lainey Wilson, tight on its own.
Everybody in that category is deserving. It has to be Morgan Wallen. Well, he just set an attendance record. He has matched or even surpassed at times Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, which is unthinkable knowing her worldwide popularity span.
Right.
But he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the issues. Believe me, I've bragged on him for the issues. I'm not particularly a giant fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't win Entertainer of the Year, it's a joke.
I agree with you. I want to say, like, with Jelly Roll, with the how he's blown up and what he's done.
Listen, we all saw Stagecoach last year. We know what Jelly Roll is capable of.
Yes.
But he's not what Morgan is yet.
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
Stapleton's been there. He's done it.
Yeah.
Lainey's awesome. Her show was incredible.
Right. Luke Combs has had a fantastic
year. They're all deserving.
Right. Chris Stapleton is the one that I don't quite understand. I just don't think Chris Stapleton belongs in that one this year. The Entertainer of the Year.
All
male
right.
vocalist, 100%.
Do you think the CMA is going to make a mistake? They're so notorious for making the wrong call. Sorry, this is probably what we... By the way, I want to apologize to you, Tammy, and to producer Jessica, and to the station, because this is why we're never going to win a CMA award. All I do is rag on the CMAs, but it's true.
Well, I
agree right
with you.
For once,
yeah,
guys.
It has to be done this year.
We'll start with Entertainer of the Year, and then we'll fix the whole duo category.
Yes.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
And then we'll go ahead and redo the whole new artist category and not nominate guys and gals who have been around for 10 years.
Like Mitchell Tenpenny.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's so much to do here. Enjoy country's biggest night.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.